My lord, you told me you would tell the rest when weeping made you break the story off of our two cousins coming into London.
Where did I leave?
At that sad stop, my lord, where rude, misgoverned hands from windows tops threw dust and rubbish on King Richard's head.
Then, as I said, the Duke, great Bolingbroke, mounted upon a hot and fiery steed, which his aspiring rider seemed to know, with slow but stately pace kept on his course, whilst all tongues cried, God save thee, Bolingbroke! You would have thought the very window spake, so many greedy looks of young and old through casements darted their desiring eyes upon his visage, and that all the walls with painted imagery had said at once, Jesu preserve thee, welcome, Bolingbroke! Whilst he, from the one side to the other turning, bareheaded, lower than his proud steed's neck, bespake them thus, I thank you, countrymen. And thus still doing, thus he passed along.
Alack, poor Richard, where rode he the whilst?
As in a theatre, the eyes of men, after a well-graced actor leaves the stage, are idly bent on him that enters next, thinking his prattle to be tedious. Even so, or with much more contempt, men's eyes did scowl on gentle Richard. No man cried, God save him. No joyful tongue gave him his welcome home. But dust was thrown upon his sacred head, which with such gentle sorrow he shook off, his face still combating with tears and smiles, the badges of his grief and patience, that had not God for some strong purpose steeled the hearts of men, they must perforce have melted, and barbarism itself have pitied him. But heaven hath a hand in these events, to whose high will we bound our calm contents. To Bolingbroke are we sworn subjects now, whose state and honour eye for eye allow.
Here comes my son O'Merle.
O'Merle that was, but that is lost for being Richard's friend. And, madam, you must call him Rutland now. I am in Parliament pledge for his truth and lasting fealty to the new-made king.
Welcome, my son. Who are the violets now that strew the green lap of the new-come spring?
Madam, I know not, nor I greatly care not. God knows I had as lief be none as one.
Well, bear you well in this new spring of time, lest you be cropped before you come to prime. What news from Oxford? Do these justs and triumphs hold?
For aught I know, my lord, they do.
You will be there, I know.
If God prevent not, I purpose so.
What seal is that that hangs without thy bosom?
It's...
Yea, look'st thou pale? Let me see the writing.
My lord, 'tis nothing.
No matter, then, who see it? I will be satisfied. Let me see the writing.
I do beseech your grace to pardon me. It is a matter of small consequence, which, for some reasons, I would not have seen.
Which, for some reason, sir, I mean to see. I fear.
What should you fear? 'Tis nothing but some bond that he has entered into for gay apparel against the triumph day.
Bound to himself? What doth he with a bond that he is bound to? Wife, thou art a fool. Boy! Let me see the writing.
I do beseech you, pardon me. I may not show it.
I will be satisfied. Let me see it, I say. Treason. Foul treason. Villain, traitor, slave.
What is the matter, my lord?
Who is within there? Saddle my horse. God, for his mercy, what treachery is here?
Why, what is it, my lord?
Give me my boots, I say. Saddle my horse. Now, by mine honour, by my life, by my truth, I will appeach the villain.
What is the matter?
Peace, foolish woman.
I will not peace. What is the matter, O'Merle?
Good mother, be content. It is no more than my poor life must answer.
Thy life answer?
Bring me my boots. I will unto the king.
Strike him, O'Merle. Poor boy, thou art amazed. Hence, villain! Nevermore come in my sight!
Give me my boots, I say!
By York, what wilt thou do? Wilt thou not hide the trespass of thine own? Have we more sons, or are we like to have? Is not my teeming date drunk up with time? And wilt thou pluck my fair son from mine age, and rob me of a happy mother's name? Is he not like thee? Is he not thine own?
Thou fond madwoman, wilt thou conceal this dark conspiracy? A dozen of them here have ta'en the sacrament and interchangeably set down their hands to kill the king at Oxford.
He shall be none. We'll keep him here. Then what is that to him?
Away, fond woman, were he 20 times, my son, I would impeach him.
Hadst thou groaned for him as I have done, thou wouldst be more pitiful. But now I know thy mind. Thou dost suspect that I have been disloyal to thy bed and that he is a bastard, not thy son. Oh. Sweet York, sweet husband, be not of that mind. He is as like thee as a man may be, not like to me or any of my kin, and yet I love him.
Make way, unruly woman.
After O'Mal, mount thee upon his horse, spur post, and get before him to the king and beg thy pardon ere he do accuse thee. I'll not be long behind. Though I be old, I doubt not but to ride as fast as York, and never will I rise up from the ground till Bolingbroke hath pardoned thee. Away, begone!